Jamaica's future depends on growing the economy. JAMPRO, the government's investment and promotions arm, has several measures planned to stimulate economic growth over the medium to long term. We explore some of these measures today on Going for Growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
What we do in investment promotion is we identify investors, we target specific investors, and we invite them to Jamaica. We package investment projects and we market investment projects because we want not only the investment that investors bring to us, but we want the investment that Jamaican companies want to promote.
President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards. Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, is an agency of the government that promotes business opportunities in export and investment to the local and international private sector. The agency meets and negotiates with private sector entities towards the implementation of developmental projects that will benefit citizens and boost the economy. As such, the organization is a key player in matters relating to the improvement of Jamaica's business environment and the development of new industries. Mrs. Edwards says JAMPRO is pursuing a variety of investment projects, ranging from the medium to long term. She gives us some insight.
We have some projects that we're working on in JAMPRO which are really going to change the Jamaican economic landscape. One of them is going to be bringing back cruise shipping to Kingston. That is going to be a huge development which we are working on. And which, when that comes, it'll take over a year and a half to realize this project. But when it actually happens, it's going to have a huge impact.
Another series of projects are being explored in the areas of transshipment and logistics.
We are working on a cold storage project, which again is going to improve the logistics chain for agriculture and have a huge impact on how efficiently we get our project to market. Ship repair, floating dry dock, ship provisioning. These are projects that we are working on currently in our portfolio, which are going to change the picture in terms of how investment is conducted.
Coming out of the 2015 Jamaica Investment Forum, JAMPRO's flagship event held every 3 years, solid investment opportunities have been created in renewable energy and housing.
One of them is an energy project to develop a biodiesel plant in Jamaica using feedstock, local feedstock, which will stimulate agriculture but will also generate renewable energy. And there's a company called Hero BX out of Pennsylvania in the US which is far advanced in its feasibility study of the Jamaican environment and whether they can do this cost effectively here. Another project that we're working on is a Malaysian company, probably the first Malaysian company that would have come to Jamaica, called Global Development Corporation, and they are providing housing solutions. They are starting off with some luxury housing development, and they will also develop a factory to do prefabricated panels for construction of both middle and low-income housing.
Considerable effort is being made to position Jamaica internationally as more than a tourist destination, as part of the growth strategy to foster more private sector investment. A significant chunk of this marketing thrust is taking place on the internet via a new online tool.
So one of the things we are doing towards that this year is developing an interactive platform online called Do Business Jamaica. Do Business Jamaica is going to permeate everything that JAMPRO does. It's going to be an interactive web platform, so not just the website, but there will be a whole social media campaign around it. It is really going to give us the ability to brand everything we do under that campaign headline.
President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards. Now for How's the Economy? According to the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, Statin, the country has experienced economic growth since January last year, with a rate of 1.5% recorded as at the third quarter of 2015, covering July to September. This growth is expected to continue into the final quarter of 2015. That's it for today's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.